Thousands of volunteers have gathered at Venezuela's border with Colombia to help ferry tons of food and medicine into their country. The president has increased border security to block the aid, claiming it is a pretext for a U.S. invasion.
Opposition politicians left the capital today to travel to the border by caravan, but security forces blocked the highway with shipping containers, preventing their movement. NPR's Eder Peralta was with the convoy. He joins us now from a precarious line. Eder, can you hear me?
I can, Audie. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to you first about this showdown because it sounds dramatic, frankly. Can you tell us what happened?
It was really dramatic. The convoy left in the morning with a few dozen members of the National Assembly. And as one of them told me, this is a highly choreographed. Military vehicle blocked the tunnel. They were trying to get through. There was a tussle and negotiations. And eventually the buses, the lawmakers reversed and they used the opposite side of the tunnel and went through it. But then the soldiers blocked them. And on the other side, they blocked them and they blocked traffic completely. This is, you know, perhaps one of the most important highways in Venezuela. So traffic built up, people who got caught up in this turned on the military. Let me just play you a bit of sound of what that sounded like.
Yo vengo de la caravana, yo estoy atrapado, preso en la cola. Es una falta de respeto, están violando todos los derechos que nosotros como venezolanos podemos exigir.
So that was Jose, and because he fears retribution, he only gave me his first name. And he was angry. He had little kids who were hot, he says. And he wasn't part of this caravan, but he says this shows the government's lack of respect that they this way. Eventually, things got and the military shot tear gas.
Right now, there are still thousands of vehicles stranded.
Going to give up? At this point, are they going to give up on getting to the border altogether?
It's unclear. We turned around with one of the buses that is trying to take another route to the border, and the opposition has threatened to paralyze the country if this continues. But I think today we got to keep at the opposition's plan, and that's to put the military in a position to make a tough choice. You either stick with the president, they're telling the military, President Nicolás Maduro, or reject him. And what we heard today is lawmakers and regular people pleading with soldiers, telling them everyone is suffering in Venezuela, including military families.
In the meantime, opposition leader Juan Guaido, can you talk about where he is on this issue in particular?
We have conflicting information. Some outlets are reporting that he is already on the borders. Others are saying that he left separately in a different convoy and that he is on his way. I have not laid eyes on him today.
We've also been hearing about dueling aid concerts that are happening on the Venezuelan-Colombian border. What more have you learned?
Yeah, that's going to be a prelude. It's a huge number of artists are playing on the Colombian side of the border, and it means that you're going to have a concentration of opposition supporters in Colombia and a concentration of pro-government supporters in Venezuela. And it sets the stage for confrontation and sets up the military to make that stark choice we talked about.
That's NPR's Eder Peralta in Maracay, Venezuela. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Adi.